Welcome to Communication Matters with Richard McEwen. Richard is an executive communications counselor, coach, and conference speaker with clients throughout the United States and internationally. Communication Matters deals with topics ranging from communicating through the news media, making business presentations, managing crises, and developing leadership presence. Learn more at richardmcewen.com or contact him at communicationmatters@richardmcewen.com. And McEwen is spelled M-C-K-E-O-W-N. Now, here's Richard.
Well, it's good to have you along for this edition of Communication Matters. Now, let me say before I get started that we're taking a bit of a different approach for the next few episodes. You know, normally I spend my time here and in my work with clients discussing how to best communicate, whether that would be through the media, in the boardroom, in the midst of a crisis, just wherever. But this kicks off a four-part series with a very proper title along the lines of Four Fatal Flaws of Presentations. Now, that's proper enough, but it's just a bit boring for my taste. I prefer the working title of How to Botch Up a Perfectly Good Presentation. Now, of course, there are a whole lot more ways than four to do that. Trust me, I've seen a whole lot of them, and maybe you have too. But in the next four podcasts, I'll be focusing on four things presenters do time and again that drive their presentations right into the ditch. And when all is said and done, they have no idea what happened or why. So to kick things off, I'll introduce those four fatal flaws and discuss the first one in some detail here. Then in the next podcast, we'll get into the detail on the second and so on until we have covered all four. Now again, there are certainly more ways than these to botch things up in a presentation, but we'll confine our discussion to these four fatal flaws for now. So with that, let me walk through them. Fatal flaw number one when it comes to botching a perfectly good presentation is making the presentation to yourself. Now the twin brother of this fatal flaw could be telling them everything you know about the topic, and you know that could be a flaw all of its own, but we'll leave that to another day. Fatal flaw number two, don't bother rehearsing. And when we get into more detail about that, you will be surprised at the way some people define rehearsal. Number three, and this one's important if your goal is to really make a mess of things. Use every conceivable visual support item known to man and use them throughout the presentation. Oh, and the more information on each visual, all the better. Or so one would think based on what we see way, way too often. And fatal flaw number four in this series, the last one, that is, head to the locker room at the two-minute warning. By that, I mean, don't even finish the game. And we'll save that one appropriately enough until the end of this series. So let's get into that first one, making the presentation to yourself. Based on my observation, this one seems to be very popular. And maybe it's because it's so simple. Because all you really have to do is imagine that you're the audience. There's only one problem with that approach. It's kind of a big problem. Know what it is? You're not the audience. The default when it comes to presentation seems to be to prepare and deliver in the style and manner that you like and in the depth and breadth you would need if you were the audience. And of course, if you really want to botch it up, throw in all the references, statistics, algorithms, and whatever else you deal with day in and day out. But you know what? Most audiences have different needs when it comes to understanding the topic. Or, and this is really important, they have different needs in terms of the depth of information they require in order to take the action or adopt the line of thinking that you want them to. Here's typically what happens when a presenter makes the presentation to themselves. They think, well, if I was sitting in the audience, I would want this piece of information and this data point. Oh, and they have to see that great flowchart that engineering did that brings it all together. And so off they go. They prepare a presentation that they themselves would just love if they were making the presentation to themselves. But of course, they're not. So that's fatal flaw number one, making the presentation to yourself, and it can really botch things up in a presentation. Well, I should probably say it can prevent a perfectly good presentation from ever seeing the light of day. So how do we avoid that? That's what you really want to know, right? Well, first and foremost, and before you ever start pulling information together, ask yourself a few fundamental questions. Questions like, who is the audience? And what do they care about? And what don't they care about? And most important, you may want to start with this one, what do you want them to do as a result of the presentation in the first place? Only after you do that, and not a second before, should you begin pulling the information together, and only to the depth at which the audience can comprehend it. and only with the detail necessary for them to take the action you want them to take when all is said and done. Now, let me make one last comment before we wrap up for this broadcast, and this is important to bear in mind now and throughout your career. The more senior the audience in terms of position and responsibilities, the less interest and tolerance and need they have for a lot of detail. This is not to suggest that they have attention deficit disorder or anything like that, although they might, who knows. What I am saying is that the perspectives of those above us in terms of organizational hierarchy, are more strategic. And that's true even for those just one level up, and it is certainly true 2, 3, and more steps up the organizational ladder. They are increasingly more interested in impacts and outcomes and benefits than they are the nits and the gnats of the details that might fascinate us, but which mean very little to them. Not that those details aren't important, it's just that they are probably not as relevant to others as they are to you or to those who are just like you. So fatal flaw number one, making the presentation to yourself. Next time, we'll take a more in-depth look at fatal flaw number two that I mentioned, and that is, don't bother rehearsing. And remember, these are flaws, not recommendations, all right? They are to be avoided if your objective is to succeed and not to die on stage. Maybe you have some flaws, fatal or not, or presentation war stories as a presenter or a member of the audience that you'd like to share with me. Well, I'd love to hear them. Just drop them in an email to me at communicationmatters@richardmcewen.com. That's communicationmatters@richardmcewen.com. We might just talk about one of the war stories in a future podcast. Well, that's all the time we have, or that I'm going to take today. I hope you'll tune in again next week for another installment of Communication Matters. And until then, this is Richard McEwen.
This has been Communication Matters with Richard McEwen. If there's a topic you would like Richard to address in an upcoming podcast, he wants to hear from you. Email Richard at communicationmatters@richardmcewen.com and follow him on Twitter at @RKMcEwen. And be sure to visit richardmcewen.com. Communication Matters is a production of Richard McEwen, all rights reserved.